For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. The Timberwolves are back on the floor tonight, hoping to replicate Saturday's 131-114 win at Memphis. Anthony Edwards had 33 points in that victory. How'd he get it done?
Just getting to the free throw line. I know I can make a lot of tough shots, but I feel like I get in a much better rhythm when I get to the free throw line early in the game, so I try to make that a point of emphasis.
Anthony Edwards, 33 points on Saturday. Now they get a rematch again in Memphis. Wolves and Grizzlies tip off at 6:30 tonight in Memphis. The Wild are also on the ice tonight, coming off a 7-3 win over the Oilers on Saturday in Edmonton. That's three straight wins for the Wild, who are also 6-1-1 in their last eight overall. Tonight, they're home against the Montreal Canadiens. It's one of just two games left before the Olympic break, but defenseman Brock Faber is trying to concentrate on his A job.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, obviously you're focused on the one game at a time and next games, and you know when that time comes, it'll be exciting, and just excited to get there and, you know, get going.
It's the Wild and Le Habitant, 6:30 tonight from Grand Casino Arena. This weekend, the Gopher men's hockey team stopped a 7-game losing streak. What did they do to stop it? Well, how about a weekend sweep over the 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers?
I know it's one weekend, but we have felt that we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but our guys have just stuck to a great script on working and staying positive. And I keep using the word, you've heard me say it, if we get some traction. And you know, we'll find out if this is traction.
That's Bob Motzko, the Gopher women. They beat Purdue at the Barn in women's basketball.
Yeah, I mean, they have three really, really talented post players. So kind of knowing when to pass it out, when I had the opportunity to score, I thought they did a great job of kind of making me feel clogged in the beginning. And so trying to find my shot was important, and then kind of fell into rhythm as the game went on.
That's Sophie Hart. The women won, the men lost at Penn State. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.